The Postal Service announcing today it lost $15.9 billion in fiscal 2012. That's a record loss for the agency, but the bad news keeps on coming. Surplus payments the Postal Service thought it made to the federal employee retirement system are a lot smaller than they originally expected. Last year, the estimate of the surplus was $11.4 billion. Now the Office of Personnel Management estimates it to be $2.6 billion. Postal Service leaders believe if OPM uses agency-specific data to calculate FERS payments instead of government-wide demographics, the surplus will grow back into the double digits. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says the bad financial news underscores the urgent need for postal reform legislation. He says he's hopeful Congress will pass that legislation in the lame duck session.
We are still walking a financial tightrope. Our business model is such that we cannot return to profitability without this legislative solution. We cannot sustain these large losses indefinitely. If the bill was passed today, just the two portions of retiree health benefits and the elimination of the six-day delivery is worth an $8 billion change in our profit and loss. We would be profitable. And so we are encouraging Congress to help remove this dark cloud that we've got over our finances and over this entire industry and give us the flexibility that we need with the changes in this legislation. As always, we stand ready and willing to support whatever efforts Congress needs to make these changes and stress that the importance of this comprehensive legislation must be passed in a lame duck session.